Investors. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. Hi, Ed, please.
Ed's not here. Can I take your name?
It's Tina from Local Splash, and I'm not sure if there's someone else that could help, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, so I didn't know if Ed was the only one that handled that, or...
No, I'll let you talk to Sandy, because I think she helps do that, too. Hold on one second.
Okay, great. Thank you.
How can I help you?
Oh, hi. It's Tina from Local Splash, and we were having trouble processing this month's payment, and the receptionist said that you possibly help with that, too. I think there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Unfortunately, no, I do not.
Oh, okay.
I can leave Ed a message for you. And I don't
sure.
Ed is working on it. It was his son, Edward.
Oh, it is. I just said Ed, but it does say Edward. I see that. Okay. So, yeah, I'll give you my direct line. It's 877-635-6225, extension 777. And my name again is Tina.
All right. Now, does this have to do with him signing up or finishing the signing up? Because I know he's having problems with verifying the site.
Let me look in the notes and see if anything's new. This just has to do with the payment, but let me see. Because there was an email sent on May 6th saying action needed, Edward, start Google video verification. So
he
what that...
Like 30 of those, and it's not
yep.
working. He can't get it to work.
Oh, he tried to do it and it's not sticking?
Yeah.
Okay.
We get
so what I can do then is I can, once we get the payment up to speed, I can schedule like someone from the verification department to call him and they would help him make sure that it gets through. Did he tell you what's happening when he's submitting it? It's just not.
No, because he's in school most of the time. He was just back a couple of days, but he had vacation time trying to get
I
to work.
See.
But, like I said, we get emails every other day about it.
Oh, no, that's frustrating. Yeah, it'll definitely benefit your business once that gets done. Because just so that you know, Sandy, what's happening behind the scenes is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a valid business in the area. So it's actually a good thing that Google's offering that video verification, because what it means is, you know, he just goes on there. Usually it's a seamless process and just uploads a couple of things to show that you're a valid business in the area, and then the verification goes through smoothly. So, yeah, I don't know without talking to him, you know, why it didn't stick. But absolutely, if he calls me and we get the payment up to speed, I can schedule, you know, that department to talk with him and help him do it.
Yeah, that's probably why the card's not working. Because I believe he was talking with his dad, the owner, about it, and they're like, well, why pay for something that's not working?
I see.
Would know.
Yep. Thank
and
you.
I'll give you a call.
Great. I have a question. There's a priority note on the account saying, please call Scott for anything related to the account. Is that also still valid? Or because that was back from September of 2023, they put that note in.
Yeah, because Scott tried going on and doing it because Edward went back to school, and then Scott couldn't get anywhere with anybody on it.
I see.
So we've been paying for this all along, and you guys haven't done jack shit for us.
Oh, I see. Well, just to let you know, your company in the time that you've been with us has had 781 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads that we're running. On top of that, we have you on some of the popular directories. Plus, there's leads on the dashboard that are coming in through the call tracking number that we're providing for you. So, you know, there's
Facebook are you guys doing? Because I'm managing our Facebook account.
Oh, we're doing the Facebook ads for you? Yeah, no, are you doing extra ads on them, or are you just doing the Facebook page?
I have no idea. I got stuck with this when the last girl quit. I just post stuff every other day on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
This is Drain Masters LLC Facebook, and I don't know if this is the one that you're posting on, because I don't see a fresh post on this one since August of 2023. So what we're doing with the Facebook page is we're running ads. So what that means is that, you know how when you go online and you search for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's going to be an ad for that popping up. Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines track what people in your area are searching for. So we're making sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company popping up. And they've seen the ads, and your actual website's been clicked on 781 times through those Facebook ads that we're running for you.
Now, we have two Facebook accounts as it is. Which one are you guys?
The one that's under Drain Masters LLC. And it has 315-961-8229 as the phone number.
That's not our phone number.
That's the tracking number that we have the leads coming through the dashboard. I remember I told you there's a tracking number. So when this was set up, whoever set up the account, I don't know if it was Edward or if it was Scott, they offered them that call tracking number, and they wanted to put it on there. So when people call that number, it forwards over to this number ending in 7802. Yeah, and it's just a way to track the leads that are coming.
No, because there's no point of us having three Facebook pages then if you guys are doing it.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't aware that there was another Facebook, but yeah, you definitely don't want to duplicate anything, because that shows a red flag to the search engines and also will hurt your ranking. And in the event that Edward wants to cancel, I just want to let you know that in the terms and conditions that he acknowledged with his e-signature, he did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 8th. And in order to prevent that charge, he has to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $299 past due balance from May 8th, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is he's catching it in time, because if that were the case, you know, on June 8th, it does reoccur to $598. And I definitely don't want that to happen to him either, you know, especially if he's not happy with the results. So we can go over some, you know, a couple of options and stuff, too, when he calls me back. I have no problem with that.
All righty.
Okay. Yeah, and thank you so much for all of your help, Sandy. Have a great rest of your week, too.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.